Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. New episode every Friday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Pure Radio.
Unless I am very much mistaken, this is episode 10 of Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Thanks both of you for sticking with us for the last 10 weeks.
Does that mean us or the two listeners?
I don't know. Have you been listening, Rory?
No, but I mean, I've stuck with you in that I'm still on the podcast.
Thanks, Alana, for listening to the podcast.
You're welcome. The good thing is this is obviously the final episode of the podcast.
No, we're keeping it going. We're keeping it going.
When you get to 10, that'll be it. No more.
It's been marginally more successful than I thought it was going to be.
What makes it successful? Just because 5 people have downloaded it doesn't mean it's successful.
I'll have you know it's 7.
The network have commissioned an 11th episode.
Speaking of the podcast, how many of your friends and family listen to the podcast?
It's hard to tell, isn't it? Because if you're doing a show that's live, they can get in touch and say, haha, I heard that bit. They can tune in and out. But the podcast specifically, how do you know if they're listening or not?
Well, would they not say, oh God, that bit of the podcast?
Well,
that
they never mention it, so clearly never.
So they're not listening then, that's fine, Rory.
I don't know if any of them listen, because they all listen to this show.
I can tell you now that my kids listened to the first 3 episodes. Thankfully, they didn't hear last week's one, because that was the bit about...
Yes, I remember.
The butler and my wife.
Did your wife listen?
No!
Does the butler listen?
My wife didn't even know until yesterday that we did a podcast.
You're joking.
Because we'll be recording the podcast tomorrow, so I might be a little bit late back. And she said, when did you start the podcast?
That is not a good sign, Robin.
She's got no idea!
Hold on a minute. Why did your kids stop listening at the 3rd episode?
They haven't said that, but I just know that they have. For example, we've only had 4 downloads in Canada where my son Miles lives. So I know he's...
See, that's the bad thing. You can track when he listens.
And you can't be certain all of them are him either.
The second most listened to place on Earth after the UK is America. Who the fuck is listening in America?
Scottish expats. That's Scottish people who used to be Irish expats.
Oh, I used to be Pat. But now I'm Hamish.
Yes.
The problem is, though, you don't know how much you can delve into your personal life on a podcast, because as you know, it's different from the show. So how far can you go? If they don't listen, technically you can say what you want.
We should hide things in here just to see if anyone's listening. Yeah, little like Alex, that's my sister. If you hear this bit, right, and you tell me, I'll buy you a new pair. She loves Adidas shoes. I'll buy you a new pair of shoes.
I follow her on Instagram. I'm going to message her.
No, I didn't.
Listen to episode 10 of the podcast.
You'll get a new pair of sneakers. Alana, what would you like to drop in? This is good, I like this.
What, it's little nuggets?
Yes.
Robbie, if you're listening, you're not really my real brother.
Yeah, but he knows that.
He knows that anyways, you're a half brother.
I know, but then it's hurtful because it's in the podcast, no?
That was rubbish.
Well, what sort of things do you want me to say? I don't have any secrets from my family. What would you say, Robin?
Kids, if you're listening to this, I'm not your dad. Nothing. Shall we start the podcast?
Let's do it.
Rory, you put it together this week. Are we starting with a mistake?
Yes, we are. It's when you got everything totally wrong.
Oh, this is a monumental cock-up.
The last time we played our game, the 2000 band song, last night it was with McCulley. And this doesn't look right, by the way. I think we've heard from Jamie Lee already. Am I making this up?
I think so.
All right, what's today's date? It's the 10th. Yeah, it was, so... Rory, you've loaded in the wrong one.
It's not me.
Right, who was it then?
It was me, but I've just taken the one that we've been given.
I want to hear this one again.
What if you missed it? Maybe you're thinking, oh, I would love to hear that replay that they replayed yesterday.
The clip says that would 8th be August.
Really, really good.
Is this McCulley? Has he given us the wrong one?
I think he might have.
There is one from the 9th, and it is Barry.
Oh, no, wait a minute. He put this in at 6... What? He put this in at 6.57. Why was he...
This morning?
Yeah.
He forgot.
He realised at almost 7 o'clock this
normally,
morning.
So he makes these clips at the end of his show.
People will have no idea what we're talking about right now.
Anyway, we've got the right one now, so that's good. So this is what happened. The last time we played the 2000-band song on McCulley's show, and it was Barry from Leaving. And here's his guess.
Is it Dignity by Deacon Blue?
The £2,000 song. Wrong answer.
Oh, gutted. Sorry, Barry, it's not right.
Thanks, McCulley. Thanks, Barry. McCulley back today at 4 on Pure Radio.
Here is the clip of the two.
Oh, no, that shouldn't have happened. No, that is...
Jamie Lee wants to be here.
Now, see when it does this, by the way. This is a major pain in the arse. And there's no way of stopping it. It's a fault in the system. Bugger.
Can we just say,
is there any
everything
way
that's gone
this?
Wrong this morning has nothing to do with the three of us at the studio. I'm just putting that out there.
Even when I try and delete it, it just stays there. Well, could somebody want to come around and help
me? Are you going to hit the button? Is it going to work?
No, because as soon as you hit it, look, so it's grayed out, right? I'm hitting the eject button. Nothing's happening.
Delete it, maybe?
Try that already.
Have you turned it off and turned it back on again?
Can you ungray it? No, you can't. Damn it.
What if I was to maybe pull...
See? It just won't work. Oh. What a load of
maybe
shite.
Maybe we should just listen to it.
No, because we've just heard it's going to play the same one again.
It's Jamie Lee, is it not?
Hit it and hit it again.
No, because if I hit it and hit it again, it'll just stop. Right, watch this, right?
Here is the this clip.
This is my heart. Oh, well. Thanks, Rory. You did it. Demos are coming in on Pure Radio. People who want to sit in for Alana when she's off for one day only. Helen's got in touch. Hello, Helen.
I would like to come on as I listen to Pure Radio every morning.
Thanks, Helen.
And Robin Galloway cracks me up.
Good Lord.
No, you're not
he's
coming on.
He's the funniest man I've heard in a long time.
A long time.
And the other two as his sidekicks. I love them too.
Oh.
How many men do you know? Is it? Have you only ever heard one?
I noticed that you didn't say funniest man ever. It was like a long time.
There was one
there'd
guy
be funnier people.
In 1973.
Morecambe and Wise, much funnier. Norman Wisdom. These guys were so much more funny than you. But in a long time, you're quite funny.
Yes.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, good evening. It's Elizabeth.
Oh, it's got the time wrong. Sorry, you're out.
There's a thing called a time check you have to do on radio. You wouldn't be getting it.
Go
you're
for
actually
it.
Leaving her.
Yeah, yeah. It was promising, Elizabeth.
Hello, good evening.
Until she got the time check wrong.
All about timing. It's the Robin Galloway breakfast show, not evening show.
Her voice sounds amazing.
If you want to call me Betty, that's absolutely fine.
And the background music. She's got her own, what we like to call in the industry, bed music. You know, a little quiet music
in the
background.
I think that's just the TV on in the background, Rory.
That's fine. Doesn't matter where she gets it from.
She sounds like a bomb scare.
Big fan of Betty.
Are you?
Rory is.
Big Betty fan.
She maybe bring some hot pot in like Coronation Street.
Oh, that's
it. Betty's hot pot.
Yeah, anyone who's willing to bring in food with them.
The alarm has gone off on Pure Radio, and you know what that means. Somebody is about to get the call to be told that they are going to co-host the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. It's the person at number 3 on the board on Pure Radio. I think that should be Gillian, and we're calling her now.
Hopefully she answers.
Here we go. If she doesn't answer, then that's
she
it.
She doesn't get it.
Hello.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Gillian?
Yes.
Robin Galloway, Pure Radio, Rory and Alana here as well. Guess what? You're the co-host.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me on?
I'm not kidding you on. It's
oh
you.
My God. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
It's you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so the 13th of September, you'll be here where Alana is sitting right now. You'll be it.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I keep talking over you. That is amazing. I'm
well
shaking.
Done. It's
oh,
all right. When you come
you
into
so
the
much.
Studio, you can talk over both of us. We'll be expecting that. Don't worry.
Oh, brilliant.
You don't
much.
Have a criminal record or anything, do you?
Not prepared to discuss that. No,
right,
of course
that's fine.
I don't.
We can discuss that when you come in.
Yeah. Brilliant. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. It's free, so you kind of get your money back. Sorry.
Pure Radio.
Time for this now.
What you having for your tea tonight? My. What the hell you having?
That's the big question we're asking Scotland, and I'm expecting a lot of barbecues to happen tonight. Let's hear from Kelly.
Chili, arroz, tortilla, limón e pepino.
What the hell is this?
Is Kelly Spanish?
Right, is she?
Definitely involves some tortillas, but I don't know anything
chili.
Else.
Is tortilla not omelette or something in Spanish?
Have a listen
like
to that.
Chicken omelette.
Arroz, tortilla, limón e pepino.
Limón.
Lemon. There's lemon.
Yeah. So she's having like a,
there's a tortilla
chili
in there.
Lemon omelette.
I like those Spanish omelettes, you know, the
they
ones.
They are
the,
so good with a potato in it.
Yeah, that you can have them, like, you can buy them. I've had them cold before.
So
like,
good.
Really good. Will.
Tonight for my dinner, I'll mostly be having something Spanish. I hate to rub it in, but yes. I'm on holiday.
In Scotland or in Spain?
Spain
he's in
holiday.
Spain. Well, what a waste of time and money that was, because it's 28 degrees here today.
Get it ringing.
Well,
you would be so annoyed if you'd gone to Spain for like 4 or 5 days when they've got the nice weather in Scotland.
Stick that in your sombrero, pal. Graham.
A lovely mention that is we a dollop of brown sauce.
Oh, that noise is bad.
Just Dave has got in touch and he's talking about his dinner from last night. He said, not word of a lie, after a day's graft, my missus asked me if I wanted my dinner ready for me coming in. Of course I said aye, expecting mince and there's a spell check there, tatties or mac and cheese.
Have you seen the spell check?
Yep.
Mince and titties.
That's a very different meal.
Wow, I'll tell you what, man. You're getting on a plate. Mince and titties.
Is it Scottish staple?
That's the best.
This is Robin Galloway Takes On a Podcast. And now, this bit.
Speaking of the Fringe, this is Robin Granger, who did a gig at The Stand, and there was only one person turned up. Why is that? We need to know. Robin's on the phone just now. Hello, Robin. Good morning.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Talk us through it. What happened?
It was the first Friday of the Fringe, and I was quite optimistic, Robin. I thought, tickets will sell fine. First Friday, let's go. And I was busy all day doing shows around town. Turned up to my gig, and my tech, my sound and lights guy at The Stand, gives me my 2-minute warning, like 2 minutes and we're good to go. And I went, how's it look? And he winced. And no one ever winces for a good reason, do they? No one ever wins the lottery and winces and goes, oh, my life's going to be incredible. No one ever does that. So you wince when you stub your toe or something like that. So
yes.
I thought, that's not a good bit of body language there from a tech. How many? And he went, one. There's one man. And I went, okay. And I thought about it for about 90 seconds. And then I just thought, well, he's paid his ticket money. He didn't have to come. So let's go do a show.
The show must go on.
So
yeah,
you did the entire show for one audience member.
I did 1 hour to one man.
I think we've got him here in the studio, actually. There he is.
There he is. He's back.
I take it you didn't know the one guy that was there. It wasn't your dad or something.
No, it wasn't. It was a guy called Mike, and he's from Leicester, and he's a radio producer. He's a Sagittarius. I really got to know him over the course of the hour.
See, you're a funny guy, Robin. I mean, I hope you're not going to give up. I hope you're going to keep going. You look back and laugh at this.
Oh, no, it was like, I'm not just saying this as a lie or anything. It was one of my favourite ever gigs in my whole 12-year career I've ever done. It was lovely. Mike laughed at all the bits that a busy audience...
Well, I suppose he had to laugh.
He got you. Mike got you.
He came out crying, laughing, and he spoke to who turned out to be Kate Copstick, who's a legendary comedy reviewer for The Scotsman. She posted about it and low-key gave me a 5-star Scotsman review on day one from audio alone. So, I mean, I love Billy Connolly, but I think I'm the second best comedian ever.
Better than Kevin Bridges.
We'll go third.
I think this was just a blip in your career, and that it's going to go from strength to strength.
Well, let's be honest, we're talking about it right now on the radio.
Yeah,
it's not
it's
exactly a blip, is it?
No.
It's the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah, no, I guess it is. When can we see you next? Where are you going to be next, Robin?
So I'm at the Stand Comedy Club at 6:40 p.m. every night until the 28th of August.
Oh my God, you're going back for more.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, Mike could go back to Leicester. That would be a disaster.
Exactly. No, it's been really good since we had 30 people in on Saturday after the
brilliant
news went a bit global.
Amazing.
And close to sellouts every night. And I met Mike since, and we've been messaging.
Wow.
He turned up at another gig on the Sunday.
I think you need a restraining order now. Mike's just getting a little bit too close for comfort. Brilliant. Well, listen, you've taken this really well. Congratulations, Robin. I hope that you get absolute sellouts between now and the end of the Fringe. Go and see Robin at The Stand. Robin Granger.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Pure Radio.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. The classic, classic wind up.
Hello, JBS Plant Hire. How can I help you?
I've stuck it on. I can't get it to switch off.
What is it?
A lawnmower, dear. It's Rupert. I'm on it just now. I'm sitting on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's stuck on. I don't know what to do.
Have you switched off the ignition?
I can't, dear. It's stuck.
It's jammed on.
It's jammed on, dear, and I'm going round and round. I'm quite dizzy.
Are you? Right, what to do is...
I'm 89, dear, you know.
Right, no problem.
The dog's going mad in the garden as well.
Right, listen.
Yes, I'm listening, dear.
Right, put the blades on.
Yes.
Then stand up on the machine.
Okay, dear, just bear with me. I just had a hip replacement.
No problem. Right, stand up now. How's that?
That seems to have done the trick, dear.
Right, no bother.
I'll just sit down again.
Whereabouts are you?
Oh, it's a way off again, dear.
Right. Stand up.
What do I do now?
Stand up.
Stand up. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Oh, yes.
Right.
It.
Stand up now.
That's the one. Oh, my leg's getting sore, you know.
Right. Oh, no, don't sit down.
Oh, God. It's away again, dear.
I know.
Must be a fault.
Yes.
Must be something wrong.
Right.
What do I do?
Stand up.
Right, hold on. Right, it's stopped here.
Right.
But I can't get off because of my hip, you know.
I see.
I have to sit down to swing my legs off. Oh, it's away again.
Whereabouts are you?
In the back garden.
But where is your back garden?
Rupert's away, dear. And my wheelchair's on the blink. I have an electric one.
Uh-huh. But where do you live?
I wanted to go to the shops, you know.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd just have a little trial in the back.
I know. Stand up again.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to stand up.
Okay.
Just bear with me, dear.
Sure thing.
Okay. Hold on, I'm trying.
Contact her. She can't get it to switch itself. She stands up, but cuts it. Sits down, it switches itself, turns itself on. Right, listen, see if you can see it on your left-hand side.
What's your name, young man? You've been very helpful.
I'm John.
John. Is that John Deere?
No, just John. Right, you'll see a lever.
Yes.
Throttle.
Yes.
Pull that down the way.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on, dear. Hold on.
Right, has that slowed you right down?
Oh, yes, it has,
I've
dear.
I stopped it.
That's only because I've stood up.
Oh, right. Don't sit down then.
Oh, hold on.
Right.
No, I can't. I can't stand up now.
Right.
I'm off again. It's getting close to the greenhouse, John.
Oh, dear Christ.
John!
Yes?
John.
Fuck. No, there's nobody else there, Jim. She's smashed into the greenhouse. I can hear her smashing. Are you okay? Are you all right? Hello? Hello?
Hello, dear.
Hello. Are you okay?
I'm hanging on.
Get off the machine and let it go. Get off the machine and let it go. Just jump off the machine.
Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Right, that's you switched off.
Yes.
Now get away from the machine altogether. There, it started again. Hello?
Hello, dear.
Are you on that tractor?
Yes.
Get off! Why did it start up?
I turned the key.
What did you turn the key for? Jesus.
I need to go to the shops, dear.
Aye, but you can't go in a lawn tractor.
My wheelchair's out of use.
Aye, but just because your wheelchair's... Somebody's taking them in, certainly. No. Have I been caught, aye?
John.
Yeah.
John, it's Robin Galloway.
You...
Oh dear, it's away again.
Oh, thanks very much.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Podcast. Now, this next bit is apparently quite good. That'll be a first.
Pure Radio.
Today is International Cat Day. What's new, pussycat? Whoa,
whoa, whoa. This is Rory. What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
So it's nothing at all to do with pet cats. You have to be called cat. Isn't that how it works?
I'm raging about this. The more that this goes badly, the more Robin reminds everyone it was my idea.
You get free breakfast if you're called cat.
It's a good price.
It's not bad. It's not a bad price.
So far, we've not had anyone who's actually called a cat message in, so you're in with a good chance if you are actually called a cat.
Hello, Stuart the Dad Joe King.
Morning, my lovelies. I've not heard of any competitions or anything today, but I just want to let you know that over the weekend, I decided to start identifying as a cat. So, yeah. Yeah, the saucer of milk wasn't great this morning, so I maybe need some free breakfast, like a bowl of cat food or bacon roll or something.
Did you not say, though, that they have to give proof of who they are?
Oh, come on, we've got to know that they're a cat.
How do you do that on your driving license?
Yeah,
it doesn't have, like,
license.
A nickname in brackets.
That'll do. Do you think somebody would go to that extent just for free food? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good breakfast.
Oh, no, I'm not having that. My name's actually Jeanette, but people call me Cat. No.
Hello to Tom. Says, hi, my wife is called Katrina Donaghy. She's called Cat. I can't verify this at the moment as she's sleeping. There's no way I'm waking her up. Wake her up, Tom.
Why
for
don't
breakfast.
We try and call Tom and then put her on the phone? Because surely to wake up to a free breakfast, you're not going to be mad at that.
But she is sleeping.
That's a good way to be woken up with a breakfast.
This could go horribly wrong. You could be in trouble. Who's Tommy? Was that rumbling? Was that yours?
Hello.
Oh, Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Robin Galloway, Pure Radio. Got Rory and Alana here as well. Good morning. Could this cause trouble between you and your wife, Katrina? Because she is sleeping.
She's waking now.
Oh, she's waking now. Are you woken her up?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. She's wakened up now.
Can we speak?
She's groggy, but she's okay.
She's groggy. She's come around from an anaesthetic. Right, can we speak to her? Is that okay?
Certainly can. Hold right. on. I'll okay. put it on.
She's not going to go, what's going on? Probably. This could
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
It's good. Sorry we woke you up there, but there is an ulterior motive here. Because you're called Kat, it's International Kat Day today, and we're giving away free breakfast to anyone called Kat. And guess what? You're called Kat. You've got free breakfast.
Yes! Oh, great. Thanks.
Was that worth losing a bit of sleep for?
Yes, certainly.
Yes.
What's your chosen kind of breakfast? Are you a fry up kind of person?
What do you
like
want?
A continental
no,
style?
No, I'm at Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict.
Oh, very posh.
That's and what beverage would you like with that?
Tea, please.
Tea. A bit of Earl Grey.
English breakfast.
Builder's tea. Well done, Kat. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Happy International Cat Day to you. Whoa. That's a great idea. It was my idea.
Yes.
Well done, Robin.
One of my segments there. Do we have to say hello to Craig, the Uber driver? I think we said hi to him earlier on.
Yes, we did. We did. But he sent in a wee email. So he was my Uber driver yesterday.
Right. And you got into the car, and amazingly, he was listening to us.
I was recognised, Robin.
Right.
If you ever see Rory walking about, don't know that you know him.
Yeah, so just see.
His head's massive.
Well, that's how they know it's me, because my head's massive.
This massive head that just hangs over his shoulder.
You could hardly get into the guy's cab.
You
had to open both doors.
You told me this was an Uber XL.
I went through the boot.
The guy's like, oh, it's you, Rory. I'll just take the parcel shelf out. You'll be going in the back wheel, will you?
Yes. You sent an email, and he was actually a present passenger.
He only...
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, you were only pleasant because he knew who you were.
Yes.
If it had been somebody else, we'd be like, look, mate, just drive.
I went, drive. And he went, hi, Rory. And I went, hello there, how are you?
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Robin Galloway. Good grief. I actually thought he was dead. Was that just a wind-up?
Pure Radio.
Chopper Michael. He's had a bad day. He says, guys, I'm driving to Carlisle just now. My travel coffee mug is leaking all over my car. Honking start to my week so far. Escaped hamster yesterday. Coffee all over the parish today. Like that. Should we call him up?
I think he needs a cheer.
He's a good lad, actually.
Good morning.
Ah, Chopper Michael. Hello. Sorry to hear of your disastrous day so far, but we're here to help. We're going to send you a Pure Radio Scotland mug. Thermal. Really nice. Not the fanny mug. We're not saying you're a fanny. But we're just going to...
Oh, you guys!
We actually did have the fear that before we called you that it was one of our mugs that you were using that leaked.
It's definitely not one of the Pure Radio mugs.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, well, we'll get that sorted out. And drive safe. Are you coming back?
Eventually, that's the plan. Yeah, as long as the M74 roadworks don't have anything to say about it, I'll make it back.
They're on for 16 weeks, Alana.
16 weeks is an absolute nightmare. Yeah.
16 weeks?
16 weeks. I mean, why start now? The kids are about to go back to school.
Yeah, the time would have been the last.
I think it was holidays and stuff like that. The workers were off to Tenerife and stuff. So.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, actually, a lot of them were Rangers fans, and they still haven't come back from that cup final about 3 months ago.
They're still in Seville.
Yes.
The £2,000 song.
Right, Michelle, all the wrong guesses are at pureradioscotland.com. There's been a lot of wrong guesses there. Before I get your answer, how long have you known the answer for?
I'm going to say about 2 weeks,
Two weeks. And every time you hear somebody on, they haven't said that, so it hasn't been said already.
Nope.
Great.
Well, I've shouted at the radio every time and then got it.
Ooh. Wow. Now, Rory, you chatted with Michelle before she came on, and you thought she sounded very confident.
I just had a feeling. I've still got that feeling.
I heard you saying that too.
I think she's going to win it.
Okay, right, listen, we're all relaxed in the studio. I'm going to press the button. We're going to have a listen to the clip. Then I'm going to ask you for the name of the song or group or artist, and you're going to give me the right answer, aren't you, Michelle?
I'm hoping so, yes.
Okay, here we go. It sounds like this. What is it?
I'm going with McFly, All About You.
And you've known this for how long?
2 weeks, about 2 weeks.
Do you want me to accept that answer?
Lock it in.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to lock in McFly, It's All About You.
The £2,000 song. Correct answer.
Thank you very much.
You knew all along.
Well done.
Wow. Very, very confident, very cool. What are you going to do with the money?
I think I might treat my husband to a shed.
Of all the things I thought you were about to say, that wasn't it.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Now, this next bit is apparently quite good.
That'll be a first.
Pure Radio.
Panny time.
Hello?
Lee?
Oh, hold on, sorry, with my headset.
Oh, hang on. Headset.
Hello, sorry.
Hi, Lee. Lee, is it okay? Is it okay to talk?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Lee. We're all here for you. Rory, Alana, and me, because you've nominated yourself for this week's Fanny of the Week. So, Lee the trucker, talk us through the story about what happened.
I had a splash of coffee left in my travel mug, and I went to throw it out the window, and I threw my mug out the window.
Onto traffic, is that right?
On the side of the motorway, yeah.
Wait, the whole mug?
The whole mug's gone, yeah.
It's gone.
Onto the motorway.
It's not raining cats and dogs. I was driving down the motorway. I think it's raining mugs.
It's raining tea and coffee. Must be Lee the trucker.
No coffee all week.
Disaster. You're sounding a bit parched, actually.
You've only got one mug. You know you can buy another one, right?
One mug. You've only got one mug.
And was this one of these, travel mugs, or did you smash, like a ceramic mug?
Like
on
a China
road?
Mug?
No, it was a travel mug that I got for Father's Day, a good metal one.
Oh! Have you told the kids?
No.
Now, Lee, because you're so high up in the cab, did you bother going to get it?
No, I didn't even stop. I just kept going.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to run this through the Fannyometer because I think you'd be a worthy recipient of a Pure Fanny of the Week mug. So let's just... Oh, Lee, it's going up. It's going up.
Here we go.
Almost as high as your cap. And...
Fanny time.
Yay!
Self-insulated, is that the right term?
Insulated? Yeah, nothing else is insulated.
Yeah. Don't be throwing it on the M8 though, please.
No, an insulated Fanny of the Week mug on its way to you, Lee.
Thank you very much.
And what we can do is actually attach bouncy balls to it, so if you drop it,
it bounces back up again.
That is something we can do.
A bungee string to come back.
Yes, a bungee mug. That's brilliant. But Lee, as you know, for Pure Fanny of the Week, you now have to say those words.
I'm a pure Fanny.
Yay! Everyone asks me, who the hell is she?
That weirdo with five colours in her hair. Because the Edinburgh Fringe is on, we're calling this Fringe Friday, and you can win your very own clip on Fringe, or you can nominate someone. Very good response to this. People like Fringes.
They do.
Yeah. Should we be calling Lynn?
Well, yes.
So Lynn's nominated somebody she knows, but the numbers are very similar.
They're very at the end. I think it's 792-972, so it's confusing as to who's who.
Who would you like to call first?
We don't know.
Will we speak to Lynn?
Yeah,
you've
Lynn
got her
would
number
be good.
There.
Here we go. We've no idea who we're calling. This could go horribly wrong.
I think this is Lynn.
This is Lynn, yeah. I think this is Lynn. Okay.
Hello?
Lynn! Hi, Lynn!
Hello?
Hi, Lynn!
I'm sorry, you've got the wrong number.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, Rory, Jesus.
That's the number we were given. All right, we're going to try and call Stephen then instead.
What the hell? So that's not
we're
Lynn.
We're going to run out of time.
Oh, no.
So,
hi. Morning, Robin Galloway, Pure Radio. Hi,
how
sorry.
Are you, Robin?
Sorry to ask you this question. Who is this?
Steve.
Steve, you know Lynn, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, thank God for that. Lynn has nominated you for Fringe Friday.
No way.
Yes. So you won a clip on Fringe. How about that?
Oh, yes.
Why would you need one?
Why would I need one?
Yes.
I think it may be because my wife keeps saying that I've got a receding hairline.
Right.
And this would make it less receding, I suppose.
Yes, I guess.
Absolutely.
Does it recede from the front? Because the fringe won't be any use. You can't put it on the back.
You could put it at the back if you wanted to.
Have you got enough hair to clip it on too?
Yeah, I mean, surely if it's a clip on, I could clip it on anywhere.
Yes, well, that's
what colour are you looking for? What's your hair colour?
Just... A mousy brown.
Mousy brown. I'll Google that.
How specific are you trying to be here?
Mousy brown clip-on fringe.
Oh, brilliant.
Is this life-changing?
Oh, it sounds like it.
All right, then. Thanks for... what was his name?
Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks very much, Steve. Thanks to Lynn for nominating you as well. And that was today's Fringe Friday on Pure Radio Scotland. Woo! What a mess.
It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff. It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff. What? It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff.
So, s'mores, what are you thinking?
I've got to be honest, I think it actually fries up really, really well. And the reason is, it's got that hard outside and the gooey inside. Can you see any chocolate in yours, Alana?
Kind of, but you've done it on the wrong side. You've put the digestive up the way, so it's kind of gone.
That's the way to do
it. It's a bit messy, but I suppose s'mores are, aren't they? So
who's going first, Alana? On you go. Okay. Crack on. A little bit of a crunch there.
Oh, wow.
Good? Oh.
That is delicious.
It's been a while since we've had a wow.
Oh my goodness, wow.
And you doubted my frying
that
skills.
That is so good.
Rory, on you go. Good crunch. Now, this is the one without the chocolate, because you don't like chocolate, weirdo.
Oh.
Yeah. Hang on. What's happened, Alana? Is it disintegrated?
It's gone all over my hand.
Biscuity right. Crunch, and then you get the gooey marshmallow. Phenomenal.
Amazing. Okay, marks out of 10, guys.
Do you know, I'd probably give that like a 9.
A 9 out of 10. Okay, Rory, he's having more.
What?
Mark out of 10?
9.5.
Okay, that's good. So that was s'mores. Videos and pictures up on our socials.
This stuff goes everywhere.
Do we eat it
soon.
On a first date?
Thanks very much for listening, and make sure you subscribe or follow us to find out if Rory had to buy his sister a new pair of Adidas trainers.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.